The Ukrainian Supreme Court is in its third day of deliberations over whether last week's presidential election was rigged. And today the parliament effectively fired the prime minister. Election officials had named the prime minister as the winner of last week's presidential election. News analyst Daniel Shore has been watching developments there with concern.
A disputed vote count in a presidential election lands in the Supreme Court. Sound like Florida? But only on the surface. In Ukraine, the struggle for the presidency threatens the very fabric of a state only recently released from Soviet captivity. Ukraine is still enviously eyed by a Russia seeking to regain influence in what is called the near abroad. The effort of outgoing Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, supported by Russian President Vladimir Putin, to claim the presidency after an obviously rigged election has drawn thousands of citizens into the streets and even into the parliament building in protest. The demonstrations have so far been remarkably peaceful, but it cannot be assumed that they will remain that way. Yanukovych's offer to give his opponent, Viktor Yushchenko, the subordinate post of prime minister has gotten nowhere. Nor, so far at least, the mediation efforts of European Union envoy Javier Solana and Polish President Aleksander Kwasniewski. The Bush administration has stayed mainly on the sidelines. In Ottawa yesterday, the president said, "Our common goal is to see the will of the Ukrainian people prevail." The administration has shown no desire to get more actively involved. A more active policy of threatening sanctions might lead to a confrontation with Russia, one of the few countries to endorse the controversial election. But today in the Wall Street Journal, former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski suggests that the American government may have to do more. He warns of a Russian-backed breakup of the country, transforming Ukraine into a satellite like Belarus. The masses of Ukrainians backing Yushchenko are generally Western-oriented. But probably more important to them than international orientation is a yearning to be rid of the rampant corruption that has marked the 10-year regime of President Leonid Kuchma. It was Kuchma who handpicked Yanukovych as his successor. But as Brzezinski notes, there is more at stake in this conflict than a corrupt regime. A truly democratic Ukraine, he said, would give an enormous boost to the prospects for democracy in the rest of the former Soviet Union. Perhaps that is why President Putin told German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder in a telephone conversation yesterday that the crisis must be resolved without any foreign meddling. This is Daniel Sharp.